Hey guys, welcome back to the Midcasters. This is episode 23. We're still not in January. We're in February now. Both of the months blend together, it seems like. Craig, how are you?
I am ready for it to be whenever Sinners comes out. April.
Yes, I forgot about that movie. And finally, Hailee Steinfeld is getting into some movies on top of marrying her fiance. Maybe this year, maybe next year. Sorry, Bilal. We know. Anyways, this might seem like a bashing episode, but it's not. It's a constructive criticism episode, as I should say. So let's start with the obvious. Emilia Perez, 13 Oscar nominations, and controversy with the lead actor. What are your thoughts on that, Craig? I've not seen the movie, nor do I plan to see the movie, nor do I think it deserves any nomination of a sort when there was two other Netflix films that would have done better. And I don't know why I also thought it was Sofia Vergara for the longest time. I'm like, oh, she looks different. She looks more masculine until I realized that is not Sofia Vergara. But Craig, what do you think?
I think that movie is hot garbage. And I wish I had my time back for watching that piece of monkey crap.
You actually watched it?
I didn't even finish the whole thing. I got 50 minutes into the film, and when Selena Gomez called her, well, she thought her husband was dead. She called him on the phone and was like, my P word is hurting thinking of you. Immediately, I was like, okay, I've had enough. That is the unsexiest thing I've ever heard in my life, and I could not take listening to Selena Gomez's god-awful Spanish.
I honestly forgot she spoke Spanish. And you know what this film kind of, I didn't see it, but like what it reminded me of with the hate, even though it was rightfully deserved hate, was the movie Blonde. You remember Blonde?
Yeah.
I think that might be the worst movie ever created in the history of forever. In this one thing that like came out to me that I was remembering, she, Ana de Armas, was doing an interview and she kept saying, oh, well, we were in her house where she died and we were filming, but things kept getting pushed off the shelves. And I think that was her approving. And I was like, no, baby girl, that means get out of my house.
Exactly.
Which one do you think is worse in your opinion? Also, these are both Netflix movies, so I feel like there's a common theme here with worst movies ever made.
Well, when I heard how bad Blonde was, first of all, the idea of that would be like I think they said that they were going to have Angelina Jolie play Harriet Tubman or whatever in the 90s. Oh, Lord. Yeah, because when I heard that, I was like, what crack are y'all smoking?
The only thing I remembered with casting is that Jessica Chastain was offered the role, but she rightfully turned it down because she understood. And I would like to give the benefit of the doubt to Ana de Armas because, like, she's Cuban, right? So, like, they're already sheltered from the world as it is. But her comments made me realize, nope, I'm not going to give her the benefit of the doubt any way, shape, or form. Shame on her. Shame on all the people involved. Death to all.
Just shame on everybody. Shame on Netflix.
Shame on the book author who is like, oh yeah, this is what I thought. What happened? It was like a fictitious thing. It's like, oh, what I think happened to her in reality. And then it kind of reminded me of Gone Girl because like the author of that was like, yeah, that was like my thought of what happened to Lacey Peterson from the Peterson case. And I was like, are y'all smoking something here?
Right. Yeah. I did not watch that film just because the idea of her playing Marilyn Monroe, I was like, that's kind of odd. And plus, I heard nothing good about the film. I heard it's very exploitative when it comes to nudity.
At least she can say she is the first Cuban actress to ever get an Oscar nomination.
Unfortunately, for the wrong film.
She shouldn't win for any film. On top of her dating the stepson of the Cuban dictator, I'm over her completely. Is there any more bashing that you want to do towards the lead actress? Like, what are your thoughts on just all of that and just her talking crap about, like, I mean, even Selena Gomez? And it's just like, Netflix is like, we're not going to pay for her anymore. If she wants to do any like press or anything like that, she's going to have to pay for it herself. But then she's trying to be like, poor me, pity me. I'm not racist. I'm not homophobic and all this. But I'm like, clearly you are if this is what you're doing.
Yeah, well, I have no sympathy. The movie was complete garbage. The musical numbers suck. The Spanish was absolutely terrible. They only gave Selena Gomez 2 weeks to learn Spanish, and she still sucked. I don't even like Selena Gomez in the first place, because when fans were calling her out for not being, for sitting on her ass and not doing anything during the height of BLM, she just gave very sarcastic answers and just like disappeared off of social media. And when she came back,
she disappears off social media, though.
Right. And she just came back and pretending like nothing ever happened. That's why I did not feel bad for her when she posted that video of her crying.
What are your thoughts on, well, I had watched her, I can't remember the name of her documentary now because I don't care. I watched her documentary and I was so disappointed by it. Just like, I felt like it lacked so much information, especially like when she got her kidney from her friend that she's like not even friends with anymore. And I'm like, what was this whole thing for? That's when I started being disappointed in her.
Isn't it on Netflix or Hulu or something?
It's on Apple. I was really excited for it. I'm like, maybe we'll get more information about her and Justin Bieber. They'll talk about her kidney thing, other things that she was doing. And it was just like the same old, same old. Like, yeah, girl, we know you canceled a tour and you had one of the best performances ever in the very first show. And that was it.
Yeah. What's her name? Carla Sofia Gascon. I don't even know how that this garbage film got into any of the awards categories. It should have been.
And how is Zoe Saldana even winning anything is my question.
Yeah, because she wasn't that good to begin with. And it's funny because most of the roles she plays, she's always covered up. She's either playing she's either voicing a character or she's a blue person or a green person or a purple person.
Pamela Anderson deserved all the praise because that was actually a good performance.
I need to watch that because I've heard good things about it, but
it was just beautifully well done. And I was like, I need more. And then I totally forgot Billy Lord was in it.
Who was that?
Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Oh,
I do love Billy Lord. I think she's a good actress. I just don't think she does enough. She's really good in that one season of American Horror Story, the one where they're in the camp. It's kind of like Camp Crystal Lake mixed with the dude, the Hillside Strangler. I can't remember his name right now. But it was kind of like a spoof-ish of that. And I really enjoyed that one.
Mm.
And I'm not really into horror, but I really did like that.
Yeah, and I don't feel bad for Sophia at all. You're not, and I'm not surprised at all. Nothing surprises me anymore. But she can take those alligator tears and cry in a pile of money for all I care.
Oh gosh. Okay, let's move on to the next thing that we're kind of gonna bash. So, we know Marvel has their issues, VFX work, CGI, obviously not paying their comic creators well for their work. And we also want to include the X-Men 97 creator who was fired due to allegedly having an OnlyFans account. I don't think that was the only reason why they fired him. I feel like there was other reasons. He has a video up on his Twitter. It's pinned. His name's Bo. If y'all don't know about why he left Marvel and just going into a bunch of other allegations, y'all can listen to it if you want. I will not, but we can also add Rob, who is the creator of Deadpool, who is very vocal. He's not known as a very nice guy. I've watched several of his videos on whatnot, and he's very, like, not an angry person. He's just a very vocal person, and he's probably one of the most vocal comic creators that I've ever seen, and he's decided to part ways with Marvel over the treatment of him, over not giving him credit for the work, and not inviting him to the after party, which he has been accustomed to because he's been to the two other ones. I want to say that since Ryan Reynolds has been getting this heat for taking over movies, and he is a producer on this movie, and he took over the first one from Tim Miller, I would assume he would have had some type of leverage to get him invited. And I don't feel like we can put the blame on Kevin Feige. I feel like I would put the blame more on Ryan Reynolds, the director, and then the producers of the movie. So, like, a little bit of blame for Kevin Feige. But I don't feel like that man knows anything that's going on, nor does he care for any characters. Because he treats the Scarlet Witch like crap, Winter Soldier like crap, Scarlett Johansson like crap, including her character, to the point where she had to sue Marvel / Disney. But what are your thoughts on just Marvel treating the creators and just like everybody as a whole, unless you're like Kevin Feige?
Well, damn, I think you said heavy.
I have a lot of hatred for them. I think the last movie that I want to see from them is the Thunderbolts movie, unless they do something so miraculous with that movie to make me change my mind. And it's a good thing that they made Scarlett Johansson one of the executive producers on it, because like it is kind of a Black Widow too, in a sense.
I think that Fantastic Four will probably be the last one I watch for a while, just because like Brandon said, I am MCU'd out.
I think a lot of us are, to be honest. And I like watched a Fantastic Four trailer first steps. It was a bunch of nothing to me. It just didn't give me what I wanted it to give. And I get they don't want to give like spoilers away, but like, where's the Silver Surfer? Where's Natasha Lyonne? We didn't see the use of Mr. Fantastic's powers. And I fear that it's not going to look good, because that's why they didn't show us. Because like, I get it's hard to do those powers of stretching. I don't think it's going to look good when he does it, or he's not going to use those powers and it's just going to be the brains. What do you think they're going to do with his character?
I think that this is probably going to be the best portrayal of him so far. I think they're actually trying to make the Fantastic Four interesting again, based on what I saw from the trailer. And I know a lot of people were kind of disappointed that we didn't get to see Mr. Fantastic's powers, but I don't think it's something that we should be concerned about.
Yeah, no, I get that. I still don't like comprehend that he is Mr. Fantastic, because I was like, Pedro Pascal just didn't seem like a fit for me, in my opinion. Like, Penn Badgley probably would have been a better fit for me. I feel like if you get Mr. Fantastic, you want to get someone that's like kind of lesser known, and then like make Sue Storm the more known actress. But I obviously know who Vanessa Kirby is, because she is fantastic, fantastic in The Crown. I like what they did with her powers, like just what we saw, the little bit of it.
And so far, based on what I saw from the trailer, her and
Johnny.
No, Mr. Fantastic. I'm blanking on the actor's name, Pedro.
Pedro Pascal, yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, based on what I saw from the trailer, Pedro and Vanessa, they look like a actual, like, I get couple vibes from them.
Do you think they're going to have kids in the movie, or she's like pregnant in the movie? What are your thoughts? Because clearly they're already married in the movie.
I actually saw a clip online somewhere on TikTok that said that they might have like took out the baby bump in the trailer.
I did see that too, but I'm like, okay, well, she's fighting in the movie, so something's not mapping up here.
I don't know how that's going to work because, even in No Way Home, during the trailer, they took out the two Spider-Men at the end of the fight scene in the trailer.
I thought they made it against the law to edit the trailers like that because they're very misleading. Because what was the movie? The guy sued because he thought Ana de Armas was going to be in it, but she wasn't in it.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, I can't remember the movie. And I was like, oh no, I remember. It was the one of like if the Beatles never existed or something. And I was like, I didn't know she was really. I saw the movie, but she wasn't in the movie. But apparently the guy thought she was supposed to be in the movie because of the trailer, but I didn't see the trailer. But like he sued because it was misleading. And I was like, that makes sense because a lot of Marvel trailers are very misleading. And I thought the law was like they couldn't edit it. Maybe the law's in my brain. But I'm like, it makes sense. Like, Fantastic Four trailer makes sense because it doesn't show you jack crap.
Honestly, I think less is more. I would rather get what we got than get too much because, like, the companion trailer. I really wish I didn't see the official trailer because it pretty much gave away everything with the official trailer.
Yeah, The Last Night of Soho, the first trailer, great. I don't know what happens in that. But then they release the second trailer, and I'm like, okay, you've literally spoiled the whole movie for me, and now I won't see it. And I didn't see it.
Right.
I don't know. And like, okay, so Jurassic World Rebirth also came out with a trailer, which I think is fantastic. And I cannot wait for that movie. I cannot wait to see Scarlett Johansson in it because I know she has been begging for a long time, for like 15 years, to be in the movie.
What else can you do with dinosaurs?
I don't know. I think they're on like site C and these are like the mutant dinosaurs because like they're like the ones that went wrong. And so they're like banished there. From my understanding, there's 6 islands. I need to get into the lore. I'm going to watch some more videos on TikTok that there's 6 islands of it. Obviously you have the park, you have the one for research and development. Then you have, the ones where they're like making them grow up and then the ones that like don't work out. And I think from the 3rd Jurassic Park is the one where they are researching and developing. And then there are still ones there.
God, this
and that was so... like, we also kind of saw that in the 2nd Jurassic Park, the original ones. My hot take is I like Lost World. Not Lost World. I like the 2nd one. That's my favorite because they're in San Diego. And I just think that's really funny to me.
Yeah, I think... I'll watch it, but I really hope that it does not spin off into 2 more films that no one asks for or no one needs.
I asked for them, and I will be watching them.
Because the last 2 were hot garbage.
I did not watch the one from 2022 because I forgot about it, but I didn't mind the first one where they actually open up the park. And also my hot take is I would actually go to that park if I had an opportunity to, because who doesn't want to see dinosaurs? I thought that was dope. The guy running away with his margaritas because he didn't want to lose them. That's a vibe.
It's not a vibe when your head gets chopped off.
No, it's fine, because then I could have my parents say, hey, yeah, I'm Ardar. Our daughter died. She got eaten by a dinosaur.
That's an insane way to look at it.
I would visit the park. You would not visit the park.
No black person would visit the park.
Okay. Mahershala Ali is in the movie. So I think he dies in the movie. Because they said there's a lot of deaths in the movie.
That's exactly what I've been hearing. And if that does happen, I'm asking for a refund.
In the trailer, he goes, no one's stupid enough to go where we're going. That's telling, though, that he chose a Jurassic World movie over Blade. And yeah. You know what? I actually don't think it's that crazy, because that movie's never going to get made.
I totally forgot about that until you just mentioned it.
I think everybody forgot about it. He's like, I'm actually just going to go sign up for something else. I'm like, you can't do that with an Oscar winner. That man is very particular with movies he picks.
Very.
And I really like The Green Book. That's my hot take. I love The Green Book. It's so good. Oh,
God.
But I do like, Universal loves Scarlett Johansson. They've been trying to work with her since Lucy, and I love Lucy. I would prefer a trilogy of that, but obviously, if you've seen the ending, you know there's probably not going to be, but word on the street is like they want to make a show with Morgan Freeman. TBD on that. and then she also made Lost in Translation with them, and they've always post her pic. They always post like videos and snippets of her movies. And I think Marvel will rue the day they didn't want to give that woman a trilogy.
Well, after Fantastic Four, it's going to be a wrap for me.
Fantastic Four? Yeah. I don't know if I want to see that movie. I don't even know if I want to see Captain America 4 next week. And where's the marketing for Captain America 4?
Absolutely. I totally forgot about that. There's an Israeli character in there, so I'm going to pass.
No, supposedly she's a Black Widow. She's Israeli. She's from Israel, but she's not like that character. It's like they redid it. They redid the character. They revamped it. And that's also part of my grief, is that if you're going to commit to using an actor for the movie, I would like them to be as genuine with their background as possible, because Yelena Belova was not born a Black Widow. She was like wanting to make her parents proud, so she decided to join. So she's like one of the ones that actually joined the Black Widow program. And she's not Yelena's, she's not Natasha's sister. Natasha's married to Alexei, or wasn't married to Alexei. Melina's an adversary.
That's exactly how I felt about them making Scott Ant-Man instead of Hank.
Yeah, I was confused. So, I mean, I don't know the lore between it all. And I feel like maybe they could have just made Scott, like, obviously Paul Rudd into Hank instead. But you don't really see Hank as Ant-Man other than, like, the flashbacks.
Yeah, the thing is that I think the reason that they did it is because some fans say that Hank is a wife beater. And in the comics, Hank got his suit stolen by Scott. Mm-hmm. And because Scott stole the suit to steal money to help his daughter.
Is so funny to me, because he didn't even know what it did. He just stole it.
Yeah, but in the comics, he stole it because his daughter was sick, and he was stealing money to help his daughter with his illness. So Hank let him keep it. He became Yellow Jacket. And when Hank became Yellow Jacket, it was messing with his mind. And there's this comic panel where he accidentally hits Wasp, Janet. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, because of that panel, say that Hank is a wife beater. But mm-hmm. if you actually read the story, he didn't intentionally do it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Janet just Janet in the movie? She doesn't have like a name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now that's going to be my big beef now, because I really liked Yellow Jacket. I like the first two movies. I really like Ghost. And ever since I saw Ghost, I was like, I need more of this character, because A, the actress is phenomenal. B, I love the character. And I just thought, like, it made me want more because I just really enjoyed it. And I'm glad that she's going to be in Thunderbolts. Hopefully she doesn't die. It looks like from the trailer, she's going to be like besties with Yelena. And they're also going to just torture John Walker, which I love. Because who doesn't want to torture John Walker?
And Yellow Jacket was actually... Yellow Jacket is actually an Iron Man villain.
Interesting. I have beef, though. I have another beef. I think Bucky Barnes looks ugly in the Thunderbolts. I've said it. I don't like it. I don't like his look. It's fugly.
Did you say the fugly?
I said fugly. He looks amazing. He looks handsome. He looks hot. And Falcon and the Winter Soldier, okay? And now we're going to go back, and now he looks like a woman? He does. I'm sorry. What is with the hair? Like, I get it.
I have to go back and rewatch the trailer now.
Yeah, like the leather jacket. He's wearing the glove again. I was like, okay, so what did the show not even happen? He cut his hair. He's a congressman now in the movie. I'm like really confused by the situation. And I still don't know how Rocket got his arm. And that pisses me off. It's like they just went backwards in time to like the situation. I was like, what's happening? He really does look fugly. Everybody else looks great. John Walker is hot. He really is. I like him. I'm still hopeful for a redemption arc. He has his own shield. I think he wanted to do right, and he just felt all this pressure, like from the ending of the show, like he felt all this pressure. He lived his life by their mandates. He did what was asked of him. And the one incident that happens where he messes up so badly, they like throw him to the wolves. And I just think that's unacceptable.
I thought it was absolutely hysterical when Falcon and Winter Soldier, when he got stomped out by the door, Dor Mihaly.
Yeah, no, I did like that too. I liked his friend. What was his name? Battlestar. I thought he was funny. Yeah.
And he was like, what did he say? He was like, man, they didn't even have
they didn't have no powers or nothing. Nah, yeah, they have the Black Panther powers, I think, probably. I don't know, maybe not. I do like John Walker. I think Wyatt Russell was a good pick to play him. And if I ever meet him, I'm going to let him know that he did so well at getting the audiences to hate him. That's a good actor right there. Same with Fabian, who plays Sir Criston Cole. Like, I told him, I was like, bro, you did a phenomenal job at getting the audiences to hate you. And I admire that. And they went so far as to bully him, which is unacceptable outside of that.
Right.
I'm like, that's the whole point. It's like, you want us to hate you. Like, I'm telling you right now, I will not hate Robert Downey Jr. as Doom. Like, I can't.
Shit. I still don't like that idea.
I was like, okay, so I was like in the line waiting. I didn't get into a Hall H, which pissed me off. Well, that's besides the point. And when I was like eating, I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Why would they announce him like that? And it's just like, okay, so is he Dr. Doom or is he a variant of Iron Man? And it's just like desperation. Like, okay, first glance, cool. And I was like, okay, now this kind of seems desperate.
Yeah.
It's like you have thousands of other, I don't know how many Marvel characters that's ever been created, but you have thousands of other like characters, but you can't build off them is very telling to me.
I think they need to just start over.
I think it would have been a good storyline to do Yelena Belova as one who joined the Widows rather than being born into it and being taken. Yeah. I think they really should have stayed true to that storyline and the Natasha storyline and gave us Winter Widow. And I see this post every so often, and I saved it, is that we could have had our own Marvel could have had its own Ethan Hunt with Natasha Romanoff. And I was like,
that
would have been the dopest thing. I was like, we had an opportunity to have our own Ethan frickin' Hunt, our own spy series. And we got one stupid, measly single movie, which pisses me off. Which adds to how badly Marvel treats their characters, including the Scarlet Witch. Because they literally repeated what they did in WandaVision with Multiverse of Madness.
And freaking, what they did to Taskmaster was so disrespectful.
Yeah, I have a theory. I told you my theory about that, that I don't think that's the real Taskmaster. I think he wanted to make his own copy. Like, he knew who Taskmaster was, and he wanted to make his own copy of it. So he made his daughter Antonia into Taskmaster, like his own version, which is why it's not the version we see in the movies. And it also is weird that they put a man in the costume instead of making it like a female body. If that makes sense, because like you can tell it's a man in a suit. And I don't know why I thought Bucky was going to be behind that mask. Something just told me it was. And I feel like it would have been cool if they would have kept the scene where Taskmaster is watching all the Avengers fight. So that way the Taskmaster can like learn how they fight.
Yeah, I would have loved to see that.
Yeah, and one scene that I really thought they should have kept in that I feel like would have been so meaningful for women and just the fans in general is when she goes back to her old house. She's already in the Infinity War look, and she sees the kids fighting, and there's a girl who's like dressed up as Black Widow and does a poof with her arm, and it's just like she does it back, and it was just like a beautiful little nod.
And I still don't understand why they tend to do that, because I mean, even when it comes to like Sony, they always cut out certain dialogues and scenes from the final cut that's in the trailer.
I just don't get it. It's just like, I understand who the audience is, but they also got to understand that a lot of us grew up, and they got to grow up with the audience as well. You can't just keep marketing to children. Right. I mean, children shouldn't be seeing death and murder in movies, but that's a story for another day. I don't get it. And I'm very worried for X-Men. Very worried.
I forgot about that one, too.
Yeah. My hot takes is I like the Dark Phoenix and I like X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, I think it's best if I just leave that one.
I really thought Oscar Isaac did really good job as a, I don't remember the character's name, the blue man. What's his name?
Apocalypse.
Oh, that really was his name? That wasn't just like...
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I love Oscar Isaac. That man has played Poe Dameron in Star Wars. He's played two Marvel characters, actually three, because he is Miguel in the cartoon Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. He's Moon Knight, obviously, and then he's Apocalypse.
It's funny because a lot of people were making fun of him, saying he looked like Ivan Ooze from the Power Rangers movie.
That is so mean. You know who else I thought did really good in X-Men? I think Sophie Turner deserves another shot at Jean Grey. I do. I really do. I think she just wasn't, because this is my thing. Is that like she can't control her power. She never does in the movies. She never could. And the only way that she was able to be stopped was when Logan killed her.
I think that if we're gonna do if we're gonna present the X-Men, we need fresh faces.
Sadie Sink would be a good Jean Grey. I keep saying that. Ooh,
I like that.
Sadie Sink was one that's rumored to be her. The guy, he was in Baby Girl. He's rumored to be Cyclops.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember the actor's name, but yeah.
I can see that. And there was another one, but I can't remember her name. She's supposed to be somebody else. Another character I really want to see, and I think Jessica Chastain said that she even wants to see kind of be redone, was her character in X-Men, the villain. She does really good as a villain. I would like to see her come back and try that again.
What Mystique?
No, Dark Phoenix.
Oh,
they were like their own alien or something. I don't remember the character's name, but she said she really would want to redo it again.
Mm.
And I could see that. And that's the movie where Jennifer Lawrence's character Mystique dies.
Well, that franchise should have died a long time ago.
I think a lot of the movies are good. I think just people don't appreciate some of it. Days of Future Past is excellent. And we can't forget in Apocalypse, we have one of the best scenes in X-Men of all time where Evan Peters goes and they start playing Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. And it's the slow motion of him saving everybody.
I think that they should have stopped after Days of Futures Past. That would have been the perfect ending.
That they should have stopped with Hugh Jackman. They gotta give it up. I'm sorry. Let him rest. He's like nearly 60. And you got Ryan Reynolds that's nearly 50 years old. Let them rest. Fire Ryan Reynolds. Don't let him rest. Just fire him.
God, tell that to Tom Cruise.
You know what? Tom Cruise is actually a good actor, unlike Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds just steals movies, allegedly.
Yeah.
Ryan, you can sue us, but we got no money.
Don't give any ideas.
No, he's too busy with his wife getting sued 50,000 times for things that she's falsely accusing people of. Her ass needs to be in jail for that.
Ah. Jeez. She's
like, I have evidence. I'm like, is the evidence in the room with us? Because there is not a shred of evidence in this room. You're just having allegations. And it's just like opening up a can of worms with him too, where it's like he smacked a kid because the Native Americans told him to do it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That is crazy.
Yeah, he smacked a kid, improv. And he goes, yeah, the kid liked it. No, you're like 10 feet tall, you giant man.
That is the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, and they dropped the website too of like the lawsuits. I feel bad for Justin Bieber. I didn't know who that man was, and now I do want to watch 5 Feet Apart, and I want to cry my eyes out and watch that movie. And then the movie that he did, I think it's called Clouds, and it has like Sabrina Carpenter in it. And I was like, now I'm going to watch those movies, because you falsely accusing a man that like has been nothing but gracious and kind and just gave you every single thing you wanted is insane. And the fact that Ryan owns his own studio, Maximum Effort, and was like, yeah, I could give Blake her own movie, but I'm not going to, which tells me he doesn't think she's a good actress or a good filmmaker either.
God, I think, first of all, I freaking love Sabrina Carpenter.
I do too. I gotta watch that movie. It has Neve Campbell in it too.
And what'd you say the movie was called?
I think it's called Clouds. He directs that movie, and then he directs 5 Feet Apart.
Clouds.
Yeah, and I think he directs some episodes of Jane the Virgin, but I've never seen Jane the Virgin. I've heard good things, but like CW shows aren't really for me.
Oh my god, I just read the synopsis. That's freaking depressing.
Yeah, he's okay. He owns Wayfarer Studios, and he's also doing Scarlett Johansson's directorial debut, Eleanor the Great with June Squibb. I can't wait for that movie. So if there's a movie you want to support of him, just go see that movie. Yeah. I'm excited. I thought her production company was doing it, but I guess like he wanted to take it on, and I'm excited for that. And it's also ironic because Scarlett used to be married to Ryan, and I'm like, maybe they were jealous of Scarlett because I feel like she stays in their mind rent free when she's like moved on. It's a whole lore.
Oh, 5 Feet Up. I knew that sounded familiar.
Yeah, with the Cole Richardson.
Yeah, Haley Lou Richardson and Cole Sprouse.
Yeah, Cole or Dylan, mate, one of the two. But I do like Haley Lou Richardson. She's really good. What other movie was she in that I really enjoyed? She's in Zombieland 2. Huh?
The Edge of 17.
Ooh, yes, I really like that movie. Oh my gosh, guys, I lost you. She like lives in the mall in Zombie Land. What's that other comedy that she's in? She's like in a rom-com, isn't she?
Yeah, it's called, it's on Netflix. It's called, damn, what is it?
She's in season two of White Lotus.
Love at First Sight.
That movie had me sobbing. I recommend that movie to anybody. That is a the one thing Netflix does that is really good is their rom-coms. Set It Up is a great movie. I think that might be one of the best rom-coms of all time with Glenn Powell and not Haley Lou Richardson. I can't remember. Zoe Deutsch.
Yeah, and I've been butchering her last name for years now. And I didn't even know it was Deutsch until I saw her interview a couple of months ago, and she was talking about the pronunciation of her name, last name. I was like, oh shit, my bad.
I wonder if she gets mistaken for Haley Lou Richardson, because for the longest time I thought that was Zoe Deutsch in White Lotus season two.
Oh my god, they do look alike.
Yeah, season two is really good. She's like, the gays trying to murder me. And I've never seen season one. I started watching this because I liked Aubrey Plaza and Jennifer Coolidge.
The Edge of 17, I also do not like how they gaslighted Haley Steinfeld's character.
I'm like, okay, so does nobody see what's wrong? The fact that her friend is like banging his her brother, and I was like, what? I would be pissed too. And she doesn't see what's wrong, and the brother doesn't see what's wrong, and the mom's a bitch,
right?
Bilal got me into it, and I was like screaming at my TV when she was like, was doing that Facebook message. I would have been like, yeah, my phone was hacked. Matter of fact, I'm dead.
Yeah, that.
I would have just pretended that I didn't exist. That just.
Yeah, if I was, that was so humiliating, and everyone was such an asshole to her.
They really were, and like she was alone. I don't know if she was really gonna kill herself. I think she was just joshing the teacher.
I think she was being dramatic, but that was hilarious.
She's like, I'm gonna kill myself, and I was like, girl, because I would too. What?
I'm not.
Yeah, I would have just said I was hacked. I would have just said, who is this?
That was so, that scene was hilarious, but.
Yeah. I love that movie. I'm so glad that Bilal got me to watch it, because that has been on my list forever, and I just kept putting it off, and I was like waiting for me to get paired up with him for a movie club Monday, and I finally did. And then the first movie, he doesn't give me that. He gave me something else. And I was like, oh, I thought you were going to give me that.
Yeah, I think. My God.
Guys, go watch the movie, Edge of 17. It's really good. Also, go watch Bumblebee, because Hailee Steinfeld's in it. And we love Hailee Steinfeld here.
Yeah, I think True Grit is still her best performance.
I've never seen that, but I do know she was nominated for an Oscar, wasn't she?
Yeah, in supporting, when she should have been in lead, because she's only female in the movie.
Oh, you know what? That's true. Okay. Well, anyways, that was episode 23 of the Midcasters this week. Hopefully it wasn't too much bashing for y'all. But Craig, where can they find you on social media?
Oh, and all socials is Craig Jr. 97, and on YouTube, it's All Nerd Everything.
Awesome. And you can find me at Lost in Life Translation on TikTok, Letterboxd, Instagram, I think on YouTube, and you can find me on Twitter, Jalen Sanderson, also on our website, and we're also working on a new logo. So stay tuned for that. And if you guys would love to be a guest, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, always drop it in the comments. Let us know on our social media. What would you like to hear? What do you not like to hear? And yeah, as always, if you have any thoughts, comments, questions, or requests you know what to do, Drop it in those comments. But that is episode 23 of the Medicasters. Bye-bye.
Bye.